96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Yes, Shirley Caesar put a fine point on food in that viral video, but we're asking tonight, do you know what's really in your food? How do you know you're making the healthiest choices when you're buying, cooking, and eating? This is National Nutrition Month, and my expert guests have plenty to share about healthy food choices. Charmaine Jones is a registered nutritionist and dietitian. We're also joined by Chef Huda, celebrity chef and American Heart Association ambassador. If you have any questions about your food, whether you're shopping for it, whether you're cooking it, what you should look for, what you should watch out for, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Charmaine, how are you?
Fine, you?
Good, good. Huda, how are you?
Blessed as always. Thank you for having me.
Great, great, great. Okay, so let's get, you know, right into this. How do you, Charmaine, define healthy food? I know it's a broad question, but what's your take on what is healthy food?
Well, healthy foods are, generally speaking, healthy foods are foods that are lower in fat, lower in sodium, fresh or either frozen. Healthy foods could be how you portion your foods as well. But for generally, healthy foods are lean meats, low fat dairy products, low sodium products.
And of course, no low sugar.
And low sugar, yes.
Yeah, we can't forget that. And yet, a lot of people really, really struggle with eating healthy, with cooking healthy, with shopping healthy. How would you recommend that someone research the food that, you know, that they're providing for themselves or for their families? When they're going to the grocery store, what should they look for?
It depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person has a chronic disease or nutrition related issues such as diabetes or heart disease, of course they have certain food items that they want to look for. But in general speaking, you want to look for foods again that are fresh. If you like me and don't eat your fresh fruits and vegetables quick enough before they start to degrade, then you want to go to frozen. Canned should always be last. You want to look for darker green leafy vegetables or dark fruits because they're higher in antioxidants. And if you're a meat eater, of course you want to go for lean meats. And if you are that type to reach for that fatty piece of meat, you definitely want to trim that fat when you get home during your preparation for cooking.
You said canned food should be last.
Yes.
Why?
Well, canned food should be last because normally they are higher in sodium. They're already pre-cooked. You definitely want to, that should be the least, that should be your last option. Now food manufacturers are making canned foods that are lower in sodium, but still to get that fresh, and to get those fresh ingredients without, them being pre-cooked, you should, go more for fresh and frozen.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's National Nutrition Month and we're talking about healthy shopping for food, healthy cooking for food, healthy eating. Do you know what's really in the food that you are eating. Let me ask you this, Chef Huda, because you and I have had, you know, many, many conversations about healthy cooking. Are there any rules of thumb for healthy cooking? Let's start with vegetables.
Well, I absolutely agree that fresh is best. I think for most people, fresh is not always the option. So I always tell people that you want to make sure you're reading your labels, something that sounds so simple, but a lot of us don't do. We grab the thing with the pretty packaging, we grab whatever we came in the store for, and we're not really reading our labels. So if you're buying something that comes in a package, you should be reading those labels. If there's five words in there that you can't pronounce nor spell, then you probably shouldn't be eating it, and it probably won't be healthy for your body. So if you're getting, if you do end up in the canned aisle, say you're getting corn, you want to make sure that the corn is literally corn, water, and usually there's sodium in there. But if it's corn and 15 other things, that's not the healthy option. That's not the option you should be going for if that's your last resort. So for me, always including healthy and fresh items into your diet wherever you can is always a plus, but make sure you're reading what you're putting into your body.
What about organic foods? How do you feel about organic produce, for example?
So for me, it's become more readily accessible. I don't know how many people know this about me, but I grew up in a completely organic household. There was no McDonald's when I was growing up. There was no refined sugars until I got to grandma's house, which is a whole other story. but I was fortunate enough to grow up in a healthy environment as far as food goes. So organic to me has always been the way that I shop. If you ever compare conventional carrot to organic carrot, the flavors are more bold and less muted in a organic carrot. And I love the fact that most grocery stores are now carrying organic products. So you have that option, and you can do it in an affordable way, where before everyone thinks organic and they're like, oh, my God, it's going to be so expensive. When in reality, eating healthy isn't that much more expensive. And if you really think about it in the grander scheme, if you're not eating healthy, you're not taking care of yourself, how much more will it cost you to stay on prescriptions, to go to the hospital, go to the doctor? So you kind of have to weigh it out that way. When it's maybe 20 or 40 cents more when you go into the grocery store for, say, veggies or meats or things like that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about healthy food shopping, healthy cooking, healthy eating. Do you know what is in your food? Let me go to the phone lines. Monica calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Monica. What's on your mind?
Hi. First of all, hello to my professor, Professor Jones.
Hi, Monica.
and she's a wonderful person. She really is.
I think so, too. So what's on your mind?
My question is for, like, people like myself, you crave the sweets, and you just can't. It's like a binge eat. There's some days where I binge eat on sweets, and then there are, you know, times that once it's out of my system, hey, I'm on vegetables hard. So how can I create a balance, or what can I do about that?
How do you create a balance between your sweet tooth and other healthy eating?
Well, yeah, it's like I get these cravings, like for one, let's just say a whole week I'm doing peanut M&M's.
Oh, boy.
You know, I just want peanut M&M's. I want the chocolate. I want the sweet. But then, you know, the following 2-3 weeks, it's like, hey, you know, vegetables, lean meats, you know, I'm eating healthy.
What do you say about that, Charmaine?
Well, sometimes when you crave sugary food, sometimes it can be the body is lacking certain types of nutrients. And your sweet buzz can go up and down every now and then, right? So, but when you have those cravings, that's when you actually need to get self-control. So instead of you crave, when you do crave those peanuts, M&Ms, you can probably opt for something healthier, like a peanut chocolate smoothie. And when I say peanut chocolate smoothie, that could be a peanut butter with low fat milk with dark chocolate to, give you that satisfaction. Of course, you don't want to deprive yourself from sugar because it makes, well, from sweets that you really like, because it makes you want them even more. So you just want to sneak those sweets in throughout the week. Like I always say, you know, feed your addiction, with a small snack bag or a half a cup of
instead of binging, like she said.
So instead of binging, just eat a handful of M&Ms once a day, so you can get that satisfaction and not deprive, but don't binge.
Yeah, okay. There you go, Monica. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about healthy shopping, healthy cooking, and healthy eating. Do you know what is in your food? I want to talk a little bit, Chef Huda, about some of the mistakes that, you know, that people make that may be unhealthy regarding cooking. And, you know, and I'm not going, you know, we're not going to talk about, I'm just talking about regular eating, you know, whether you, if you're a meat eater, and not, you know, those are those folks that are vegetarians and the like. Let's talk about meat, for example. Is there a way, for example, to cook beef that is perhaps healthier than other ways? Is it better well done? Is it better rare? Is it better medium? And I'm not talking about your taste. I'm talking about health here.
So typically for most foods, excluding chicken, when you cook something to a well done point, any nutrients or vitamins that it would have had, you're usually cooking them out. So whether it's a meat or a veggie, I always tell people, when your veggies, if your veggies start off green, when you're done, they should still be green. The loss of color is your nutrients leaving your vegetable. So even though you tried to eat healthy, you kind of did yourself a disservice. Meat, everyone has their own preferences. Some people believe the closer to its natural form, which is more raw or rare, people feel like that's more healthy. But then there's also bacteria and other things that you have to take into account. And parasites and things like that. So for meats, I leave that completely up to the person consuming. But what I will say is about healthy eating, it's always important to make sure that you're balancing whatever you're doing. And no matter whether you go completely vegetarian, vegan, if you're a fishitarian, like my niece likes to say.
Fishitarian.
The other word.
You're a pescatarian. Yeah, sure.
You're a fishitarian.
Well, hold on to the pescatarian, fishitarian thing. I've got to take a break, but I'll let you finish your point. Also, we're going to talk to the folks who are on the line. That includes Linda calling from D.C., 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Keep calling. We will be taking your phone calls. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is National Nutrition Month, and we're talking about healthy food choices from the grocery store to your kitchen table. Charmaine Jones is a registered nutritionist and dietitian, and we're also joined by Chef Huda, celebrity chef and American Heart Association ambassador. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We were talking about air quotes, fishitarian or pescatarian. Go ahead and finish your point, Chef Huda.
Well, the whole point is, no matter what your dietary choice is or your lifestyle choice is, right? Because we all get in trouble when we try to do diets because it's not a lifestyle change. Right. So eating healthy is a lifestyle. So no matter whether you are completely vegetarian or you consume meat all of the time, you're very carnivoric then that way, it's important that you include your veggies, you drink water. Water is a major part of being healthy and having a healthy lifestyle and helping your body digest everything that you're consuming. And don't be afraid to try new things. Go to your grocery stores. If there's a veggie that you've never tried, try it. Take it home. Look it up on, we all have smartphones. Let them be smart. Let them help you be smarter. And really just explore. Food is to be shared and to have fun with, so don't let it intimidate you.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Linda calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Linda. What's on your mind?
Okay. I am very conscious of what I eat, but I became more conscious when I became a diabetic 10 years ago. I've been vegan twice. I always go back to chicken and fish. But I started my garden, and I'm a little confused of what to put to protect my veggies. You know, they say you put pesticides on and that's not good. I'm trying to figure out what should I do that, because last year it didn't do well for me. So what is good to put on your veggies when you're growing a garden and trying to be more healthy and conscious?
That's a good question. Anybody have any ideas about that?
So your question is basically protecting your vegetables while they're growing from pests?
Yes.
Okay. So there are certain garden, instruments now where you can actually go get covers, big coverings to protect from rodents and also wildlife animals, so they will not actually eat your vegetables. That is one effective way that I know for sure that could actually protect your vegetable. Two, you definitely want to stay on top of the weeding. So weeding can actually cause rodents and pests to come to also feed on your vegetables and your garden. So you definitely want to make sure that the weeding is low.
What about bugs?
Bugs as well. Bugs are attracted to weeds as well.
Okay. But I would imagine even if you do keep a nice garden, I think the issue that she's raising is, you know, how do you keep those bugs, you know, away even if you keep your, you know, the weeding and the covering, because certainly pesticides may work with the bugs, but she's concerned about damaging the food that she's trying to grow or growing food that may be unhealthy because of the pesticides.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I did a garden. I'll be doing one again this year, but I did one 2 years ago. And what I found is there are actually some plants like rosemary, basil that you can plant in your garden that will help repel some of the insects like slugs, snails, I think beetles and other ones. But there are great resources online as well. And there are organic pesticides that you can use, but if you decide not to go that route, there are wonderful resources online that have different homemade remedies that you can do with mineral oils, Himalayan salt, I think eucalyptus oil and things like that.
Okay. Well, sounds great.
That movie. Thank you. Have a good one.
Say again, Linda. I didn't hear that last
one. The movie, the video, What the Health, is on the at YouTube.
Yeah, what about
it? Interesting about the process and what they do to the meat and how it affects you and everything like that.
Let me say this about that video. Because that video scared a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And here's just a rule of thumb. Whenever you watch any documentary, always consider the source. That video was funded by the vegetarian and vegan lobbies. Mm-hmm. So always remember who's delivering your messages. I'm not making any judgment on what was said in that video, but understand that the people who did support and pay for that video came from the vegan and vegetarian lobbies. Okay? So something to think about.
Yeah. Thank you
so much for your phone call, Linda. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to the grocery store. And I ran to the grocery store last night, as a matter of fact, and picked up some things. How do I know if for example, the bargain meats are good to buy, Charmaine? How you know if it's marked down and the date is only a day or two away, is that something that I should consider buying? Because a lot of people are still thinking about their wallets, their pocketbooks as a bottom line.
Honestly, I think that meat is okay. It's just the grocery store has a certain a period of time to sell certain meat products. So when they put it on sale, that's actually a good time to buy it. It's just when you get home, you should definitely try to cook it in between 1 to 2 days. So I don't think anything is wrong with that meat. I do, especially if you're shopping on a budget. But if you have questions, there are, you definitely can ask someone in a grocery store who works there and, just ask them, hey, is this okay? When did you put this meat on sale? When does it really go bad? But actually, it's just, that's the grocery store, policy of getting rid of, trying to sell or push certain meats out.
Mm-hmm. What about fish, Chef Huda? If you're, you know, in a grocery store, even at a market, how do you know that your fish is fresh?
It's a very good question. If you're in a grocery store, typically your seafood is more than likely, depending on where you live, but in this area, typically it's been frozen and shipped. So I always tell people, make sure you're talking. If you're in a grocery store that has someone working at the seafood counter, get to know them. Someone in the produce counter, someone at the meat counter, get to know them. And don't be afraid to ask questions like, Charmaine just said. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If it smells fishy or has an odd smell, don't take it home. If it looks odd or you have to question it, don't take it home, regardless of what the packaging says. You really, food is intuitive. So if something doesn't feel right about it or if you're not sure about it, regardless if it's $2 less, if you don't feel right about it, don't feed it to your family. Don't feed it to yourself.
Okay. Right. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lawrence calling from Temple Hills. Thanks for calling, Lawrence. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have two questions. Thank
sure.
you for taking my call. First, I wanted to find out if the young lady was familiar with a ketogenic lifestyle. And the other thing I wanted to do, just to give her a definition of organic, all right, because I think my definition is contrary to popular opinion. Go ahead.
Ketogenic.
The ketogenic diet is basically a diet that includes more proteins and it promotes vegetables. So it's almost similar to the Atkins diet. Any diet such as the keto diet, it takes away a food group. So it kind of takes away the carbs, mm-hmm. that starchy vegetable and the grains and the bread section. With diets and every other diet, it's a diet. It can be a fad. You know, I always say, don't try diets. Just try to eat well balanced meals and live a healthier lifestyle. Ketogenic diets can be dangerous because it can send the body into ketoacidosis. Ketoacidosis is basically when the body metabolizes the fat for energy, the fat cells in your body for energy, which, as a byproduct, it can be very acidic and dangerous to your body. So you definitely want to be careful when you try different diets, especially the ketogenic diet.
And the organic, question, Lawrence.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, so most people don't really understand what organic is, just like they don't understand what gluten is. And I wanted to get your definition of organic.
Chef Huda?
Sure.
He wants a definition, what your definition of organic foods.
So my definition of organic, there are certain processes that agriculturally, when people are farming, they use certain pesticides, certain raw materials, certain organic materials, and in the organic method of farming, which is where our produce comes from, they have to use strict guidelines in what they use. And the harshness of the pesticides that are used are not the same as traditional or conventional farming. And the materials that are used for fertilization usually compose of an organic matter and have an organic origin.
Mm-hmm. So you're suggesting... No, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, so two things, okay. So ketogenic is not a diet. It's actually a lifestyle, okay? And it's a lifestyle because you're actually eliminating sugar in your diet completely. Because if you're eating sugar and you're trying to burn body fat, you're not trying to lose weight. Muscle is weight. You want to burn body fat. So you eliminate the sugar and minimize your carbohydrates. I've been doing this. I used to weigh 335 pounds. I'm down to 200, and I stayed 200. And I'm very healthy. I haven't had any problems. And actually, am a part of a ketogenic company where we've actually have testimonies all across the country, even in Japan, where people are doing this. The other thing is that I've been a farmer pretty much all my life, okay? And the correct definition of organic is just the fact that there's no pesticides used. It doesn't make your produce any more nutrient full. And let me just leave you with this last statement. If you Google the health ben, I mean, Google U.S. Senate document 264, it'll go back and tell you since 1936, our farmlands have been depleted of minerals and nutrients, and the only thing that commercial farmers use is nitrates, phosphate, and potassium, which gives you a very nice-looking crop with no substance. So, you know, people have to be really careful about, you know, thinking, well, if I'm just going to eat, you know, vegetables and stuff, I'll get healthy. You're not getting the nutrients. That's why so many people have so many diseases and ailments, because they're depriving their body of nutrients unbeknownst to them. So that it's important to supplement with plant-derived supplements that are nutrient impact. You know, so
before you hop off, I need to let Charmaine at least address that, because now you're getting way down into the weeds a bit here. And I think that the reality is you can call it a lifestyle. Well, yeah, it's a lifestyle if it's your lifestyle that you choose.
Right.
But we've not, you know, we've not really in popular culture. We've not been hearing a lot about, you know, the keto diet until very, very recently. And so, yeah, the Atkins diet, for example, or the South Beach diet is a diet if you do it temporarily, but it's a lifestyle if you do it as the result of a lifestyle. But let me not speak for you, Charmaine. Go right
ahead. So, yeah, back to the ketogenic diet, and just like, he said that the keto is a diet, you know, and everyone has different ways of eating. So just because a diet or a lifestyle works for you, it doesn't make it evidence based. And with the ketogenic diet, it has not been truly proven that it really works. So now it's still considered as a fad diet.
Something to think about, Lawrence. But thank you, nevertheless. I will say I salute you for losing the weight and maintaining it. And we certainly wish you the best of health. When we come back, we're going to stay in the grocery store and talk about the other things that we need to watch out for as we take a look at what's in your food. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Sam Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about National Nutrition Month and what's in your food. How do you make healthy food choices from the grocery store to your kitchen table? So, Huda, here's my pet peeve. When I go to a grocery store and I'm in the produce section, and the little water sprinklers come on. Okay. It just really, really annoys me because, you know, your hands are wet, your sleeves are wet, the whole bit. What is the purpose of that other than to make the food glisten as it might in a magazine advertisement? Is that good for your vegetables and fruits?
Well, in theory, the reason that they do that in the produce section is, one, to make it look appealing and fresh, mm-hmm. and like it does on the commercials, right? Because when we see commercials about veggies, they're always wet for some reason, and they always are. They're either wet or they're steaming. One of the two. They're either
right.
cooked.
It's, or the, it's the food wet. Porn thing. You know what I mean?
Right. for some of the veggies, it does help their shelf life. But for others, it's literally just for aesthetics. So, but I will say one thing. I don't know where everyone lives, but some of the grocery stores, when you walk there and you've made this valid effort to go to the grocery store and get fresh veggies, you're disappointed once you get there. I grocery shopped earlier today. I won't say the grocery store's name, but one of the big boys. And I got there and half the produce was going bad.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will tell people, grocery stores are service-based companies. So you always have the right to ask an associate, hey, do you have more spinach in the back? Do you have more broccoli? Oh, this is going in a little bad. Do you have more coming in? And usually either they'll go in the back and get it for you, or they'll tell you when it's coming in next. So that way you can plan your shopping accordingly.
I think that's a really, really good suggestion. Staying in the grocery store now, I know you like to make your own bread, but you know, everybody doesn't have it going on like you. And so as a result, like the rest of us humans, and you know, when we're in the bread department and we're buying sliced bread, what should we watch out for?
So one of the things, I did this today too. I grocery shop a lot, if you guys haven't figured it out yet.
Mm-hmm.
kind of live there. So for breads, right, most of the middle aisles, depending on your grocery store, where you have your packaged breads, where you have your canned goods, where you have your boxed goods, you want to read the labels, even on bread. Yes, I know country white bread just sounds like it should just be flour and a couple other things, and that's it. But what you'll find is there are a lot of sugars and sodiums and preservatives lurking in different bread brands and types. So you want to make sure that if you're trying to eat healthier, that you're getting a whole grain or a wheat bread. And you want to make sure that, again, you can read all the ingredients in your bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense to me. What about, and this question is for Charmaine. First of all, GMOs. What are GMOs, and what's your opinion about them?
So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. Okay. So is taking a food item that and modifying or reproducing it in a lab. So you're taking the cells or the DNA of a fresh organic tomato and just reproducing it. GMOs that's still a controversial topic for many, many people. Is lobbied so heavily. I can see the benefits of GMOs when you look in at a scientific, perspective. And I can also see the consumers', concerns about GMOs as well when it comes to health issues.
But how would you know that the food that you're eating is genetically modified?
Sometimes you don't. A lot of people do, kind of assume because they say, hey, look at this, tomato is extremely larger than a tomato that is grown, on a vine. So you really don't know, honestly, what is GMO. A lot of times people think it's a bunch of hormones and other ingredients. And taste-wise, you really don't know as well either. Some people may have that skill of saying, oh, this is an organic tomato versus a GMO tomato. I haven't ran across anyone that can tell the difference. Have you, Chef Huda?
Huda?
I have not.
Go ahead.
No, I have not. Yeah. And the interesting part, just like you said, there are a lot of high-risk, low-risk crops that come in that have GMOs and don't have GMOs. So it's kind of hard to know. When you have the option and you're reading your labels and it's a packaged good, typically they'll tell you because they're kind of proud of it. So I just say try to consume those and try to consume the products that give you the most information about where they came from.
Yep.
And here's something for the queen of grocery shopping. So, you know, we have our Whole Foods, we have our Safeways, we have our Giants and what have you. Then we also have our Save-A-Lots, we have our Aldi's and the like. Does it make a difference when it comes to, you know, where you shop perhaps, and brands that may not be immediately recognizable, Chef Huda?
So for me, I'm not a brand biased person when it comes to different products. I read labels. I like learning about new products. I shop at all the grocery stores for different things. There are some grocery stores that do take better care of their meat departments. So I shop there for meat. Veggies, I'll shop a different place for. And also, so I wouldn't get so hung up on brands necessarily, but the information that the brands are giving you about their products. Mm-hmm. If it tastes good to you and you're comfortable with it and if it's good to your lifestyle, then go for that. Mm-hmm. But I also would say, as far as grocery shopping, don't sleep on the farmers markets. If there's a mm-hmm. farmer market near you, if you've never been to one, try one. You get to actually meet farmers that actually grow the food, and they can tell you what happened from every point in the seed's life to becoming a tomato or becoming the next thing that you're going to put on your dinner plate. So definitely explore your different grocery stores and the different options. The great thing is now everyone is being a little more health conscious with their packaging, so they're giving you more information on the packages.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about food safety for a moment. One of the things that I did, I had a steak, and this is for, and I'll start with Huda. So I had a steak that I was marinating, and I was going to cook it on a Saturday. It got busy, wasn't able to get to it, and it was, you know, marinating in some red wine vinegar and some olive oil and some spices. I didn't get to it until maybe 5 days later, but when in doubt, throw it out. But if you have something like that marinating for 5 days, is it okay, or did I do the right thing?
You absolutely did the right thing. And this is a test to how fabulous your life is, because you didn't get back to it for 5 days.
yeah, how busy it is, right? Yeah.
As I said before, we all make plans. I fall victim to it all the time. I'll have this grand menu in my head, and then something happens in life, and we don't get to whatever it is, whether it's a meat, a seafood, a veggie. So when in doubt, you're absolutely right. Throw it out. If you, as I said before, cooking is intuitive. So trust your gut. If it doesn't look right, doesn't smell right, throw it away. I'd rather you spend an extra $5, $10 than give yourself food poisoning, because that is a whole other situation. Or, God forbid, poison someone that you love.
Yeah, absolutely. Charmaine, your thoughts about good food safety practices. Give me some basic things that people need to know.
Yeah, definitely. Food safety is a issue and a concern that we typically don't discuss when it comes to nutrition and health. The weather's starting to get warm. You're going to start having barbecues, cookouts. You should always have a thermometer. You should always keep your form, those foods that needs to be, warm, keep them warm. Those foods that need to, be kept chilled should be kept chilled. So, those are some general guidelines. Keeping raw meats away from, vegetables. If you definitely want to learn more about food safety, you can look at, you can go to FDA website, and they have a vast of information on their website that can give you tips and recommendations on how to keep your food safe at each point.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you have the last word about that, Chef Huda.
When it comes to food safety, one of the major things that everyone overlooks, wash your hands. Mm. When you're cooking dinner for your family, when you just come back from the grocery store and you're unloading those meats, those veggies out of the grocery store bags, wash your hands. A lot of people get sick from transferring different foodborne illnesses by not washing their hands or just not practicing good food handling. So you're absolutely right with USDA also has a lot of different information about temperature danger zones, proper storage, how long to leave food out, because we've all been guilty, especially at Thanksgiving, for leaving food out for hours and then trying to eat it the next day.
Yeah.
And wondering why the cream corn didn't sit so right.
I think that's a good way to end this conversation. Yes. Right there. Charmaine Jones and Chef Huda, thank you both so much for sharing with us, and a bon appetit, healthy eating for both of you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, March 9th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Iron Walter Waller, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.